This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations Security Council is hearing from UN agencies of the brutality faced by women and children in Ukraine.
The head of UNICEF's emergency programs says two-thirds of Ukraine's children, close to 5 million children, have been forced from their homes in just 6 weeks by the Russian invasion. Manuel Fontaine says he's not seen so many children displaced in so short a time. Sima Bahas, the executive director of the UN Women Agency, says there have been increasing reports of rape and sexual violence against women by Russian troops and their allies.
The combination of mass displacement with the large presence of conscripts and mercenaries and the brutality displayed against Ukrainian civilians has raised all red flags.
Russia's deputy ambassador to the United Nations, Dmitry Polyansky, vehemently denies the allegations, accusing Ukraine and the West of carrying out an information war against Russia. I'm Tim McGuire.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's southern port city of Mariupol has been cut off for weeks.
Rescue workers pick through the rubble of a gutted apartment building. The charred husk of a tank sits jammed against a house. This woman, who gave her name as Yevhenia, says she's found the tanks most terrifying. Hearing and feeling their guns reverberate while lying on the ground trying to shelter. The mayor, Vadim Boychenko, says more than 10,000 civilians have died in the siege, and the full toll could be twice that. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says right now, it's impossible to verify the numbers.
But if you just look at the imagery and you see how much the Russians have pounded Mariupol from the air, it's inconceivable to imagine that there aren't going to be civilian casualties and that it could be a significant number.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And this is VOA News. The U.S. has ordered consular staff to leave Shanghai amid a COVID outbreak. AB correspondent Mike Rossia.
The U.S. has ordered its consular staff to leave Shanghai, which has gone into lockdown due to a resurgence of COVID-19. The State Department issued an order Monday night, which was an upgrade from the authorized departure issued last week that made leaving Shanghai voluntary. Under the new order, non-emergency U.S. government employees and their family members must leave U.S. Consulate General Shanghai. Additionally, the State Department issued a Level 3 China travel advisory, warning against travel to the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, Jilin Province, and Shanghai Municipality due to COVID-19-related restrictions. Mike Crossio, Washington.
Pakistan's parliament on Monday elected opposition leader Shahbaz Sharif as the new prime minister following a week of political turmoil that led to the weekend ouster of Premier Imran Khan. Sharif took the oath of office inside the stately white marble palace known as the presidency in a brief ceremony. But his elevation will not guarantee a peaceful path forward or solve the country's many economic problems, including high inflation and a soaring energy crisis. Sharif, the brother of disgraced former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, won with 174 votes after more than 100 lawmakers from Khan's Pakistan Justice Party resigned and walked out of the National Assembly in protest. French President Emmanuel Macron says that he wants to convince a broad range of French voters to back his centrist vision. On Monday, he kicked off a two-week battle against far-right challenger Marine Le Pen ahead of the country's presidential runoff. Le Pen, meanwhile, is ready for the fight, highlighting the rising prices for energy and food that have hit poor households especially hard, as Macron has focused on trying to end the war in Ukraine. With the first round of the French presidential election over, all eyes are looking to the April 24th presidential runoff. Macron trounced Le Pen in the presidential runoff 5 years ago, but polls show that far-right leader is much closer this time. The two candidates will hold a debate on French television next week. Recapping our top story, the United Nations Security Council is now hearing from the UN agencies on the brutality faced by women and children in Ukraine, and Ukraine's southern port city of Mariupol has been cut off for weeks as Russians have laid siege to the city. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.